Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. When investment performance matters, make sure your savings are with Zurich. Visit zurich.ie to find out more.
Now, are you happy with your health insurance, or are you perhaps looking to make a switch? Well, according to a new survey, only 27% of people believe they're getting value for money from private health insurance. So, how can you get your value for money? Well, for more on this, we're joined now by Laura O'Brien, who's CEO of Health Insurance at the Health Insurance Authority. And Laura, you're very welcome to the programme this evening. Very interesting results from this survey. I wonder, are you surprised that less than 30% of consumers believe they're getting the best price for their insurance?
Not surprised. I think our surveys have showed that people are concerned about value for money. What we have seen in this year's survey is that the number of people who consider they are getting value for money has declined compared to previous surveys that we've gone, and this decline in value comes from both perception that the premium increases that have been observed aren't justified, and also concerns around the reduction in the level of cover and benefits that are been provided in particular plans.
The survey also found that 35% of people switch providers. Do we know whether or not all that switching that was going on, was that purely due to cost, or are there other factors as well?
So there's a number of drivers that have led people to switch. The main one, again, reported in our survey, is that they were driven by cost considerations and the ability to get better value. Our survey also showed that there were a number of reasons why people have never switched. Concerns around the hassle of switching, a difficulty in terms of comparing different plans that are out in the market, and also a worry about losing the benefits that they have, and particularly around waiting periods. They also reported that there was satisfaction with their current provider.
Okay, so if you are looking to save money then on your current health insurance policy, I know it's something that people can find a little daunting because it's very difficult to compare policies, isn't it? Because a lot of policies will give you some things but not give you the others, and you know, trying to make that comparison can be tricky. What's the best way to go about it?
So we always like to say that there's probably two key areas where somebody can save money if they're particularly interested in doing that. We do know that, you know, the average policy paid last year was around €1,470. So if you're paying much more than that, there's definitely savings to be had. The first area we would say is look at the excess that you're paying. And the excess is the amount that you cover yourself before your insurance kicks in. In general, plans with a higher excess will give you a lower price. So if you think you're not going to be making a large number of claims on your policy, then a higher excess policy can be better value. And there's a lot of plans out there with excesses in the range of 150 to 200 euros per claim. And those sort of policies come in at almost 1,000 euros cheaper than policies that have no excess. So that's definitely an area where people can save some money. The second area we talk about often is, particularly if you're buying health insurance for a family, consider switching children to a lower cost plan. Not all family members need to be on the same plan. So if you have a particularly high level of cover because maybe you're concerned about the need for sort of orthopedic treatments, there's opportunities to put your children on a lower cost plan because they're not going to need that same level of treatment.
And is there anything that you should absolutely make sure is there, no matter what? Anything to look out for?
Well, all policies must cover a minimum level of benefits. So you will get coverage for all of the potential treatments that you're going to need. But the different policies will have different levels of excess. They also may or may not cover different hospitals. So always look at the hospitals that are covered. You know, if you're in Cork, you want to make sure that the hospitals in the Cork area are on your plan, whereas in Dublin you'll have a different list that you're looking for. But do look at how the excess is described, because some plans have an excess per claim, some have an excess per night, and some may have a percentage share of the overall cost of the treatment, and that can make a big difference.
All right, some great advice there. Thank you very much for joining us this evening. That's Laura O'Brien, CEO of Health Insurance Authority. We'll take a break.